Hey guys, this is Grace Rorick from Grace Radio Live. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Live. Get back on track with Zoe Rorick. I'm so grateful to be here and welcome all of you as every day, as always. It's a pleasure to me to welcome all of you, to thank you for being here, for tuning in, and for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Live. Today is Friday, January 26th. It's almost the end of the month. Time flies. This is going very, very fast. Anyways, I'm so glad to be here today. I'm sorry for the other recording, the other video. I didn't do my hair. Well, I really didn't do my hair this time either, because if I brush my hair like when it's dry, then I'm going to be like this, like a lion. So my hair is like this, kind of wavy, like that. So if I brush it, it's going to be like all poofy. And then, I don't know, I like it very much. But anyways, I'm sorry, because the other video, I was totally coming from my morning walk with my dog. So, but now I am here presenting myself to you guys as I should. So I'm going to share the word of God with you guys this morning for this weekend. I want to leave you in your hearts a powerful word of God that is going to bless your lives. And if you feel that this podcast blesses your life, please feel free to share this with your family and friends. And thank you very much again, guys, for listening to this podcast and for watching this video. Hey, hello, who is watching? I cannot see. Send a comment. Tell us from where you are, guys are watching, and then I can say hi to you. Okay, guys. Well, today this is a special word of God that is so powerful, because God sent His only begotten Son to break the chains of curses in our lives. That is something wonderful, something amazing that we can receive only from God, through the blood of Jesus, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And thank God, there is no chains, there is no generational curses in our lives, because have been broken by the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus. And if you or your family have been dealing with some chains of curses, generational curses, or somebody spoke a curse over your life, like you're never going to prosper, you're going to die from that illness, then you need to break those curses in the name of Jesus. Because God says that there is no curses for the children of God. When we are in the light, then there's no more curses, no more sickness, no more sin. All those chains that were following us from our past generations are not going to follow us anymore, are broken in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to read to you guys some scriptures of the Bible where we can see how God speaks to us, and He's telling us about His power, His blood. And it's so amazing, because we really receive freedom from the Lord, freedom from God. That freedom cannot come from this world, from anybody else. It cannot come from the doctor or from the psychologist or the therapist. That is the freedom that can only come from Jesus, from the blood of Jesus, from heaven. That is something divine, something powerful. So I want to share with you guys today, and there's something in the book from the Bible. I have my Holy Bible here, and I'm going to share this with you right now. I'm going to read it from the Bible, but I have some more Bible verses here on the computer that I'm going to read to you to bless your life today. I hope that you guys are doing great. I'm so blessed to be here, and every day I receive the blessings of the Lord in my life. So I'm so grateful for, first of all, that I know the Lord, that God chose me and He created me. You know what? Hold on 1 second. My computer is about to die, and I just noticed. Guys, so I'm back. 1 second. I don't want my computer to die because I have some information here. Okay, we're good now. Thanks, guys. Sorry about this. Okay, if you see some things here, are my computers, my iPads, my things that I need to work and do this. Okay, guys, so welcome to you guys, somebody watching there. Happy Friday. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this podcast, Grace Radio Life. I'm Grace Rorick, and I am so happy to be here sharing with you the Word of God. So today we are talking about those chains that need to be broken in our lives, in our families. If you, some people says that, my dad, he died from cancer. He died. He had a tumor, brain tumor. And my grandfather had a brain tumor also. So I think I'm going to have that too. There's some people that have told me that. And I have said this. Do you believe in God? Do you have a God in your life? Are you a child of God? Because everyone is creation of God, but not everyone is a child of God. So if you open up your heart to Jesus, then you became His child, His son, His daughter. And then you receive at that right moment when you open up your heart to Jesus, from your heart, for real, you were totally honest with the Lord. And you said, Lord, I'm tired to be me. I'm tired to walk in this world, doing my will, being in trouble, living in sin, and lying and stealing or gossiping or whatever you were doing. I'm tired. Or I've been sick for so long and I cannot find the cure for this disease. But I heard that you can heal my body. So I come to you. I give you my heart. Make me new. Forgive all my sins and heal my body. And here, then you receive instantly, like this. Instantly, you receive the promises of God. Every promise that is in the Bible is for those who believe in God, who open their heart to Jesus, to the Lord. And then you receive the promises. And when you receive the promises, you receive freedom and you receive all the blessings of the Lord for your life. It's not amazing. It's not something to be grateful for. It's not something to be full of joy, to talk to others about the goodness of God. Of course it is. We have more than enough. We have a lot of reasons to tell people how good our God is. You know what? My English is not perfect yet. It's not. But I keep working and keep learning and everything. As you all know, this is my second language. I speak Spanish. That is my first language. But God is helping me and God is good. And you know what? If Sofia Vergara, the actress, she speaks English. And she goes to interviews, English language interviews and everything, and she can answer, and she's funny. I like her so much. She's really, really funny. And I have the feeling that one day I'm going to see her like face to face, and I will be able to talk to her face to face. I would love to do that. Sofia Vergara, if you watch this video, you're very funny and I like you very much. And I wish all the best for you. You're a very successful woman. And I think she just filmed a new movie that is coming out or came out. And I want to see it. But if she speaks English and English, and then why I shouldn't? I am going to speak about the Word of God. And even that my English is not perfect yet, still, I'm going to speak the Word of God. And I'm going to tell you something about the promises of God to bless your life, to bless your family, so you can bless your life and bless your family. And I speak all those blessings over your kids, your husband, your life, your sick body, your bank account, and everywhere and everyone. Because when God blesses us, He blesses us because He wants us to be blessing for others. So here I am. Okay. So, the Word of God says like this. Lord, help. There's people that ask for help. They cried in their trouble. Have you cried out to God in your trouble? In the middle of the storm? In the middle of the problems that you have faced? Have you cried out to God, asking for help? I have. And He saved them from their distress. God saved them from their distress. If you pray to God, if you cried out to God in your trouble, God is going to listen to you and He's going to save you. If you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in the Holy Spirit, He promises that when we call His name, when we knock the door, He listens to us. He hears our prayers. His eyes are looking at everyone. And He's going to give you the answer that you're looking for. He's going to answer your prayers. He is going to give you the miracle. He's going to break the chains that are holding you back from your destination. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. You see? Can you see this beautiful, precious word of God? Jesus is the one, and God is the only one that has the power to break the chains in our lives, to break those curses, to break those generational curses that have been following us for years and years and years and generations, generations and generations. Jesus promised that he will break those chains forever. And you don't have to be worried about it anymore. You do not have to be worried about those chains. Because when Jesus breaks those chains, you're going to be free. You're free. So the Word of God, this is the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verses 13 and 14. And if you want to know in Spanish what it says, well, that wasn't my plan to speak Spanish on this special podcast, but I'm going to say that to you just in case that someone that doesn't speak English is out there. I want you to understand too. En español, esta palabra dice, socorro, Señor. La gente clama por socorro. Clamaron en medio de su dificultad, en medio de su problema, y Él lo salvó de su aflicción. Es lo que hace Dios. Lo sacó de la oscuridad y de la profunda penumbra. Les rompió las cadenas. I am so happy about this. Esto me pone tan feliz porque Cristo ha roto las cadenas con el poder de su sangre, con el sacrificio que hizo en la cruz por ti y por mí. El Señor ha roto las cadenas de maldición, las cadenas de generacionales que estaban estorbando, que nos estaban deteniendo, que estaban trayendo maldición no solamente a nuestras vidas, pero también a nuestros matrimonios, a nuestros hijos, en nuestras finanzas, en nuestra salud. We are so blessed, extremely blessed to have Jesus in our lives, to know that we have a lot of privilege, that we have so many resources, that the blessings of God are yes and amen, and are so many that we can't even count them all. And another verse of the Bible says like this. Hold on one second. Oh, this computer now is like acting weird again. Very slow, but I have some verses here ready that I can read to you guys. Here, I have another one that says, God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. But he makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Y esto en español dice así. Dios ubica a los solitarios en familias. Pone en libertad a los prisioneros y los llena de alegría. Pero los rebeldes los hace vivir en una tierra abrasada por el sol. That is just in case you don't want to obey, you don't want to listen the voice of the Lord. But if you listen the voice of the Lord and you obey of what God is telling us of what God is saying, how to live your life in a holy way, seeking for His kingdom, seeking for His will. We don't live according to our carnal desires anymore. We try to live according to the Word of God. We try to live that life that pleases the Lord, because we want to be holy. We want our houses, our families to be holy. We pray for that. I pray for holiness every day in this house. I pray for holiness in my life, in my husband, my kids. I pray and pray and pray and ask to God to help us to live a holy life. And I present myself in front of the Lord in prayers every morning as a holy living sacrifice, because it's what I want to do. It's the way that I want to live. I want to get away from sin. I'm not living in the darkness anymore, but I'm still in the world. And I have to be careful. And I have to keep myself away from all those things that want to call my attention, that want to keep me captive. Attach it to this world. So there's another scripture I'm going to read you guys. I don't know what happened here. I need to wait because this is not doing nothing. So still going and going, but here's another verses that I want to read to you guys. And it says, this is the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And the Word of God says something like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do. Every single thing that you plan, every single thing that you want to do, every project, every goal, pray about it. Pray to God. Put that in God's hands first. Ask God, Lord Jesus, is this your will for my life? Holy Spirit, guide me. Please be with me. Show me your will. Reveal me. If this is the way that you want me to take, if this is the decision that I need to make, if you want me to be here or you want me to be there. There are some changes in our lives that we have to take, that we have to go through. And sometimes it's not easy. Any challenge is not easy. And we are about to enter like in a big, big, huge change in our lives. The whole family. When I think about it, I pray about it, and I just left everything in God's hands, waiting in the Lord, trusting God. And I know that if that is God's will, then He's going to fix everything. He's going to put all the puzzle pieces all together, and nothing, no piece is going to be missing. Because God is so good. That's why He left us this to guide us, to help us. Because he knew and he knows that we need guidance. That we cannot do nothing on our own understanding. If you think that I don't need the Bible, I don't need to learn about God, I don't need to learn about Jesus, how to live, I know how to live my life. And I don't want nobody to tell me how to live my life. That's why I don't get married, because I want freedom. I like freedom. I like to go party, and I like to do a lot of things. I like to drink alcohol. I like cigarettes, and I like women, or I like men, and I like to live my life. I only have one. I'm not a cat, because cats, we know and we always hear that cats have like how many lives? 8, 9. But people says, I'm not a cat. I only have one life. I wish I could have 8 or 9, but I only have one. So I have to live that right. I have to enjoy that. But who told you that you could go in front of the presence of the Lord today or tomorrow or next week or next month? Who knows? Nobody knows. With all the money in the world, you cannot pay to add to your life another second. An extra second, you cannot pay. If God decides to take your life today, because that's His plan, He will do it. It doesn't matter that you are the richest person in the world, that you are the famous person in the world, that you are the most popular, that you have more connections than everyone, that you have all the diplomas and the certificates like on your wall, you have like 100 of them. You have open doors everywhere. But I'm asking you a question. Do you have the door of the kingdom of God open for you? Don't answer that to me. Answer that to your own self. Maybe you're right. You have the connections and you have a lot of things going on in your life. Power, everything here on the earth. And you can do whatever you want. Money, power. You're smart, talented. But do you have the kingdom of heaven ready for you? The doors of heaven, are they open for you? If you don't have those doors open for you, you should be thinking about it. You should be thinking that over and over and make a decision of your life. Because you can have everything in this world, but if you lose your soul, that's the worst thing that can happen to somebody. So the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do. And He will show you which path to take. I was telling you that when we pray to God and ask for wisdom and ask for guidance, He will show us, take this road. Don't go through that. Because there's danger over there. There's attacks over there. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Somebody needs to hear this word today. Then you will have healing for your body and a strength for your bones. Did you hear this? Are you sick? Are you going through any kind of illness right now or have for a long time and you don't know why? Well, if you haven't walked with the Lord is telling you the answer. And the Lord is saying, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. If you think that, oh, I am very smart, I am a wise man, a wise woman, I don't need anybody telling me absolutely nothing because I know how to manage my life. If you think that way about yourself and you think, I don't need God, I don't need Jesus in my life, I'm okay. God is talking to us. God is telling us through His word, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Para de hacer lo malo. Stop being evil. Stop those evil thoughts, those evil actions, those evil words. Stop them. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. If you do evil, if you think about evil, if you do some evil actions, God is saying, turn away from that evil ways. Then you will have healing for your body and a strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats with overflow with good wine. Who promises that? God. It's not me. Excuse me. It's not me. It's not Grace Rorick. It's not Grace Radio Life. It's the Lord. God. He's promising that to us. The word of God is so deep and so clear. I don't think that this needs any. I don't need to add any other thing here because it's so clear. I'm going to read to you guys this part of the Bible that I love. This is one of my favorite parts of the Word of God because it reminds me and tells me that we have everything in God to be free from any power of darkness, from any addiction. It doesn't matter what that is and how many years you have been in that addiction or dealing with that. God is so faithful. God is so good to make us free from anything. From anything. And it says like this. It's the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Verses 1 through 1 and 2 probably. And it says like this. The spirit of the sword-bearing Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. To bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. God is so good, so good. We don't deserve all the blessings that we have in God. We do not deserve, not even like this. He gave his life and sacrifice for all of us to save us from eternal death. I received Jesus, Lord, in my heart. I gave him my life and he gave me all his promises. He anointed me with his oil, with his Holy Spirit, so I can speak the word of God, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is here, right here with me. He promises that. And he's going to use our lives to speak to others the good news of Jesus Christ. This computer is still going. I'm pretty sure that the enemy doesn't want me to speak the word of God. But I'm not depending on the computer. I have my Bible. Thank you, Jesus. So the next scripture that I'm going to read to you is in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 8. And it says like this. For in that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will break the yoke from their necks and snap their chains. The Lord is going to take everything that we have been carrying on with us. Like, let's pretend that this is the chain, is a bracelet, but let's pretend that this is something that is holding me back from my destiny, from the blessings that God has for me, from my salvation, from my to receive my healing in my body, from all the curses from past generations. Maybe somebody spoke a curse over my life. She's not going to prosper. She's going to die. She's not going to make it. Her marriage is going to fail. Whatever people speaks over our lives, curses. Not blessings, I'm talking about curses. There is a chain. There is a chain that if you don't take that off, then you will be carrying that with you. and that is going to be present today, tomorrow, next day, next week, next year, next 10 years, until you break it. If you don't break that curse, if you don't break those curses, they will go following behind your children. When they are babies, then when they are toddlers, when they are kids, teenagers, young adults, when they are adults, when they get married. And if that is a curse about marriages, that curse is going to follow in your children. When they get married, they are going to have problems, and probably they are going to have a broken marriages or broken marriages because you didn't break that curse. We need to break those curses against our life. Those generational curses, or those curses that people speak over our lives. The Lord gave us promises, and we need to believe and take those promises for us. And the Bible says here, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. God gave us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So that addiction that you have been praying for, maybe not for you, but somebody else in your family, somebody that you know, somebody that asks you for prayers for their son, husband, somebody dealing with any kind of addiction, drugs, alcohol, nicotine, pornography, lies, infidelities. I don't know. There's a lot of things that we can have chains in our lives. And maybe you is your own self dealing and asking God, praying to God, because you want to be free from those addictions. There's the word of God. There's the promises of God that are here for you and me. And we have the power of the Lord to break those chains in the name of Jesus. We have the power of the Lord. I need to finish this. We are out of time. But sickness, the power of darkness, the power of sin, the power of addiction, any sin, any carnal desire, anything that wants to hold us back from our destiny is not more powerful than the blood of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, we can break any chain forever. Any generational curses in our lives, we can break them today, right now. You don't have to carry with that. You can be free. God sent his son to make us free. And I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person that has been watching this video, for every person that is going to watch this video later on today or tomorrow or any other day. I pray, Father, and in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray to break any chain of addiction, any chain of sickness, any chain of fear, any chain of anything, Father, that is over there holding people back from their destiny, holding people back from your blessings, from you, from your presence, from your holiness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break those curses right now by the blood of Jesus and in your name, believing, Lord, in your word, believing
and your promises, that those curses are broken forever, and we can walk free in this world. We can have your peace forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your freedom, for your blessings, for living in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm Grace Rorick, and this was your podcast, Grace Radio Live. Happy Friday, happy weekend, and have a nice weekend. And I see you Monday. God bless you all. Share this video. If you feel that this blesses your life, then it can be a blessing for somebody else out there. God bless you guys, and have a great weekend.
Gracias.